This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine. And yes, and it's me, I'm David Hunt. We've got somebody that was on our show earlier in the year. I actually thought it was last year, but because of how weird time is, and the reason she was on, it didn't happen because all of a sudden we went into shutdown. So let's hope all this can go ahead. Well, it will go ahead because it's going to be online. I am talking about Sue Foley. Hello, Sue.
Hello, David. How are you? Yes, I agree with you. Time seems to have warped in very strange ways since March when we spoke last.
Yeah. And you were on talking about the Melbourne Celtic Festival, which was around St. Patrick's Day, and it didn't happen.
No, we got so close. It was just so close. We had an absolutely fantastic array of musicians and artists all lined up, ready to go and for a performance at the Seafarers Mission in Melbourne. Yep. We were that close. We got to the Friday and we'd done all our promotion. We'd been in to speak with you at lovely Joy FM, and we were due for the Tuesday, the 17th of March, and we had to cancel. On the Friday just before. So fortunately, we are going to bring it to Melbourne next year with hopefully a mix of audience and mainly online, but all our sponsors have stuck with us. So we're ready to go. We'll put it into action as soon as we know what the parameters are.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you're here to talk about a few other wonderful events you've got coming up. But before we do that, Sue, if people weren't listening back in March, tell us, who are you? What's your background?
Me? Oh, I'm just a simple girl. I'm a Bendigo girl. I come from a family of five, and we all sorts of different backgrounds, but I went into music. I went into classical music and came down to study at the College of the Arts. And somewhere along the way, I started working part-time at Bendigo Bank. So I've had a bit of a dual career of music and banking, which has been, really sort of really complimentary, strangely enough. There's a lot of musicians in banking, you might be surprised to know.
Why do you think?
Well, if you believe Bach, it's because of the mathematics and the way the brain works. So apparently, people that are, not that I'm particularly good with numbers, but there seems to be some correlation between banking, music and the way the brain works. So I bump into a lot of musicians. And in fact, in the upcoming event, the two of the acts I have met through banking, they've both been in the banking world. So, it's quite exciting.
How did you get involved in all of this? Because classical music to what you're involved in with Melbourne Celtic Festival and jazz events and not classical music.
No, well, it's not. The crossovers are quite extraordinary. So I followed my classical path for quite some period of time, and then due to probably, a bit of ill luck in terms of my vocal range, I wasn't able to take it to the next level. So I made the transition to Celtic music about 25 years ago. I fell in love with it, to be honest with you. I enjoyed singing it, and my voice, after a little bit of an sort of adaptation phase, found its niche in Celtic music and been singing Celtic music ever since. But I also love making things happen, so sometimes if there isn't going to be a concert, or if things are a bit quiet on the festival front, then I sort of think, well, maybe I can do something about that. So that was what led to the Celtic Festival and indeed to Honey concert series, which I'm going to talk to you about a little bit today.
Okay, well, let's start talking about it. because you've got a few events coming up.
Yes, I'm actually in what's called community banking. So I have a real passion for community and bringing, you know, people together. You know, helping people, you know, especially in this time, rise above, you know, some of the frustrations and consternations, and bring joy to people's life and connection. So that sits very well with my role in Rotary. And yep. So between the two of them, we decided that we were going to run this series of fundraisers and spirit raisers too, you know, raise the soul, raise the spirit. So Rotary in Harmony is a fundraiser to help with mental health programs, which are sorely needed at the moment, and I suspect will be very much needed next year. And also just to bring a little bit of joy and music into people's life on a Sunday afternoon, which you guys do here at Joy FM, I have to say, so, and do very well. So between the two of us, I think we've got a lot to offer.
And unfortunately, there is a show on right now that we can't talk about because it's happening exactly the same time as we're chatting on air right now, because we are pre-recording this interview because of the situations right now. Why have you chosen mental health, Yola? Is it obvious reasons, because of this very tough time that we're going through right now?
Well, I got involved with Rotary, you know, on a community basis, but I've been working as a chair of the Bushfire Response Committee, and we were distributing funds that were raised via an appeal, which happened just prior to COVID, because bushfires were the hot topic, if you put it like that, without being glib. But that was the thing that was foremost in people's minds, and how it was affecting people. And we were very determined at Rotary that it wasn't just about providing people with, you know, immediate sustenance and support, but also being there for the long term when the things like post-traumatic stress disorder kick in, depression, isolation, loneliness, and, you know, and unfortunately suicide in certain instances. So it's really, really important. And then COVID hit, and that's bringing with it its raft of mental health problems. So I think that in the long term, it's going to be very important focus. And of course, research and support takes money, so what we can do today might really stand us in good stead for what I fear might be sort of looming as an issue next year, when things like JobKeeper and those sorts of things start to diminish. So we're doing the hard work now, but when I say hard work, it's actually quite good fun, because it involves music and I love it. So, you know, it's work, but it's a joy at the same time.
On the 8th, you've got a jazz show.
Yes, very exciting. We've got a couple of local artists, and we've got a very iconic jazz Melbourne musician who has indicated some interest, and we're just waiting for them to kind of give us the nod, and I'll be able to share that secret if it comes to fruition. But that's going to be absolutely fantastic on the 8th of November. So it's a genre I haven't dabbled a lot in, but okay. There are some amazing Melbourne artists who, especially Cora Brown, for example, she has got a set of lungs that you really need to listen to, and a wonderful jazz harpist called Claire Patty.
So, oh, yes, I know her.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah. And where's that happening, Sue? Is it happening?
It's going to be online. You can go to try booking. Just type in Rotary in Harmony and it will take you to the concert series. So there has been a series. We've got the next two, and then hopefully a Christmas concert towards the end of the year, which we're still in the planning stage at this point.
And that will be online, or will that be?
All online. Through Try Booking. Yes.
Yeah, through Try Booking. So you're not hoping that maybe the one after the 8th might be, a live audience?
Wouldn't that be wonderful? I'd love to think so. Sadly, I don't think that's going to happen. But if that is possible, we'll certainly find a venue and make it happen. But at the moment, yeah.
Okay. So give it a plug one more time. It's on the 8th of November.
I think given that... 8th of November is our jazz concert. It's a try booking. It's $10 per view. So like you can put the whole family around the television and still watch it for $10. And then on the 22nd of November is our Celtic, which I have a passion for. And our guest artist is Damien Leith, and the wonderful Claymore will be performing. And hopefully my band will be able to get together if conditions allow through COVID, and we can get together and play too. So Bantry might be one of the guests too.
Okay. And how do you get online? Where is it?
It's on Try Booking. Yep. So just type in, go to Try Booking in your Google and type in Rotary in Harmony, and it'll take you straight to the event. And look, if any of your listeners are keen for more information, or if they wish to just ask some questions, be more than happy if they rang me directly and I'll help them with any booking process or any questions that they might have.
And is there a website that you can go to, to find out more about what you're doing?
Yes, so Rotary District 9800. So there's a website there, so Rotary District 9800. And also we've got details on our Melbourne Celtic Festival website as well. So you can that, or just give me a call on 0418 55 7751, and I'd be really happy to talk to you about it.
Well, and you're a lovely person, and thank you for what you're doing for Melbourne. So thank you so much, Sue.
David, it's a delight to have been with you, and thank you very much, and all the Joy FM. It's a great radio station.
Oh, thanks so much.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.